It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM on another glorious morning the good Lord has given us in the great state of Maine. Did you catch the moon? I know. It's up there every day. I get it. But it is glorious. It's been glorious for the last 3 days. Just a fabulous, fabulous sight in the sky. And Didi and I love enjoying those kinds of things. They're really important to us. In fact, she often will take photographs of the moon and put it into the family chat on her side of the aisle. And they all do a thing. I see the moon. And, you know, the old song, I see the moon, the moon sees me. God bless the moon, God bless me. Yes? No? Maybe? Sort of? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
Something like that.
Well, I think it's a cool thing you guys do because the moon that is up in the sky, we see it together. It's like we're doing it together. It's awesome. I love it. I love the fact that your family does that. It's really cool. So I have no idea why I'm here today because I got up really early, and I mean really early, and I've already done the show in my room. I was up in my room, and I was like, why is she saying that? What is he doing? And, you know, by the time 5:30 rolled around, I was like, well, the show's over. Let's go back to bed. I know you don't find that funny, but I do. I do. It was just the whole thing was crazy. Donald Trump was at the Al Smith dinner last night. It is an annual tradition. I think it's 79 years old. It's good-natured. The candidates for president are expected to come, and they have, and tell jokes and maybe be a little self-deprecating and, of course, take sharp pokes at their opponent without it being nasty. And, boy, did he do that last night. Vice President Harris decided not to show up. She is the first person not to show up in 40 years. The last person that didn't show up was Walter Mondale, and 3 weeks later he won one state and Ronald Reagan won 49. Do I hope that'll happen again? You bet I do. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I am excited about this election. I have the same feeling that I had in 2016. 2020 was much more difficult because of the pandemic and the way in which some state Supreme Courts and some state legislatures took, as Rahm Emanuel so clearly said, the chief of staff to President Barack Obama, took the crisis and didn't let it go to waste. And then a lot of those rules have been changed back to normalcy now, what we've always done around here. But I'm very excited about this election. I believe that some very good things are going to happen for the American people and for our country, but not just for our country, for the world. I do believe that Donald Trump has the gravitas as the leader of the free world, as the leader of the world, period, to go into Ukraine and Russia and end this thing. Don't is not a foreign policy. It's not. I know some people think it's really powerful, just a one word, don't, but it was only because one word was all he could get out of his mouth at the time. There were other things he probably wanted to say. But I do believe Donald Trump can end this war, and American people are tired of sending money to Ukraine without accountability. It's not that we don't want to support Ukraine. I know that's what the other side says. But the other side is just so used to the American people handing over tax dollars and whatever money we can borrow from ourselves or China or Japan or whoever else will give it to us with no accountability whatsoever, no transparency. And if we ask for it, we're suddenly anti-Ukraine, which is not the case, of course. Nobody wants to see the country of Ukraine be overtaken by Vlad. Nobody wants that. Vlad is not a good man. Vlad is bad. Nobody wants to see that. But we also want to know that there's accountability and transparency. And we've sent him about $200 billion. Did we really need to send him that much? Was the money used properly? Were the resources used properly? And the answer is we don't know and they don't care. That's the truth. You and I don't know. And our government, which just believes that the only thing that matters is to tell you how much money they've given someone, whether it's an American citizen or President Zelensky, it doesn't matter. Money is the only thing that matters to these people. They worship it. They will do anything for it. They have done anything for it. I think you know that. So, yeah, this is old. It's real old. It's the tale as old as time, as the movie says. And the powerful just take from us. And if we say anything about it, we're anti-patriots. And and we're anti-education and whatever. And no matter what these people do, and you know how I feel about them, they may be okay as human beings, but in the political realm, they're vipers. They will attack anyone or anything, including allies, if they dare cross them. Politically, they are vipers. They're venomous. They're poisonous. And they are killing us. And we're just not waking up to it. So they may be nice people at the PTA. Or it's nice to say hello in the grocery store or at their coffee shop or whatever. But in the political realm, they're poisonous. And I think the American people are tired of it. I could be wrong. Maybe we've just gotten used to it. You know, I say it all the time around here. You beat your head against the wall long enough, at some point it stops hurting. My worry is always we have beat our head against the wall long enough that we no longer realize it's hurting and doing damage. So I'm hoping that that will change. We'll see. It's all up to you. We got about 2.5 weeks to figure this thing out. I mean, I think the election's decided. I've been saying this for months. We just don't know the outcome yet. I can't imagine that there's an actual walking upright person that doesn't know who they're going to vote for. And I think the people that say they're undecided, they're lying because they don't want to engage in controversy, whether they're supporting him or her. I think they know exactly what they're going to do. And I think people have decided. How could you not? There are two very clear visions for this country. One will empower the American people, and the other will empower the government. And you're either on the side of the government or you're on the side of the people. But you're on one side or the other no matter what you say. No matter how you try to fool yourself, you are either on the side of the people, which is where you're supposed to be as an American, or you're on the side of the government, which is, you know, what dictators and monarchies like. They get you to depend on them, and then, well, eventually it turns into hero worship. So I don't believe that there really is any undecided voters because the choice is too stark. The choice is too clear. I mean, really, honestly, you know what you've gone through for the last almost 4 years. Today is the 18th, so it's been 3 years, 8 months, and 28 days. You know, most people can figure it out. I mean, hell, some people get married and get divorced in 3 months. They figured it out. So you can figure it out, and I know you have. There's no doubt in my mind. By the way, a good thing's happening today. I love good things, particularly because I exist in the world of, well, you know the world I exist in, and it ain't pretty. It's ugly. But you know what is pretty? Hallmark Christmas, and today it starts. It's early. They keep moving it back a little bit, but this is Friday, October 18th, and Hallmark Christmas starts today. I'm so excited. I watched a little bit of a Hallmark Christmas movie. Well, like I said, I got up early. I was awake very early. I read the news and listened to the speech at the Al Smith dinner and did some other things. And then I'm like, you know what? Man, 4 o'clock in the morning is too early to be thinking about a presidential race. Let's see what's on Hallmark. And it was a Hallmark Christmas movie, one I happen to like a lot. So I had it on while I was doing some other things. Because it's Christmas time. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. I wish I knew the words to this song. Maybe you'll find them for me, dear. I did that pretty well. I made it rhyme.
Yes, you did.
All right, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yes, you did.
It rhymed. I didn't say it was a pretty melody.
You've always been good at that.
I didn't say it was a pretty melody. I mean, you know. I do like the Lyle Lovett Cat. What is her name?
I don't know.
Cat something. I know you guys like Cat too because you will talk to me about her. What is her name? Lyle Lovett and Cat somebody.
I'll look at it.
Yeah. Anyhow, they do a good version. Maybe I'll look that up. We got to have some fun here today. We got some good guests coming in. Sean Moody will be here. We look forward to that. It's always wonderful to have Sean around. He's a smart guy. Mike Shepard's going to join us. State Representative Barbara Bagshaw will join us. Corey Lewandowski for the Trump campaign. And then, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, the Miriams, they own Great Northern Dock. They're going to stop by.
Edmondson.
Yes, Cat Edmondson. Yes. Lyle Lovett and Cat Edmondson. They're very good on that song. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
That was 2013.
It was? 11 years ago? That's a good movie. Harry Connick Jr.'s in it.
I know.
And he doesn't sing.
It's in, what's his name?
Is it Willie Nelson? Yes. And he doesn't sing. Can you imagine Harry Connick Jr. being in a movie and he doesn't sing? Wasting that voice on the big screen, he should be singing. But he was a Grinch. But Willie and Cat and Lyle and a whole bunch of other good people in the town made him realize his errant ways, and his heart was open up to the possibility and the imagination of Christmas. Yay!
Yay!
We love saying yay in our house. We say it all the time. I mean, if anything good happens, what do we say?
Yay!
Yay! Why do you think I make a joyful noise unto the Lord? I'm married to a joyful woman. Hallelujah!
I got a smile on my face, and I got joy in my heart.
You got a song in your heart, girlfriend. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So anyhow, Great Northern Docks is doing their fifth annual food drive out in Naples next Friday. So they're going to join us this morning. I love telling those kind of stories because it's a great business. You've probably seen it when you're ridden by on Route 302. And they're teaming up with the main cabin masters. Ryan and Ashley are going to be there. I talked to Ryan yesterday, I think it was, and he's going to join us next week to talk about it. They love being a part of it. They love giving back to the community. And if you know those guys at all, while they have achieved great success with their cabin masters program, they love giving back to people, and they're just the same folks they've always been, which is why I really enjoy their company and enjoy hanging out with them some. We've had some good times with them, and look forward to some more good times with them. But anyhow, so they're going to join us later this morning. And I don't want to talk about politics today. It's Hallmark Christmas, by golly. I'm in a happy mood. I know people are struggling. I get that. But they're going to be struggling tomorrow, too. And believe it or not, when I show up here on Monday at 6 o'clock, they're going to be struggling then as well. So if you want to call in and share some thoughts, I don't care. It could be politics if you want it to be, but I'm happy to do that. 775-1310, 775-1310. I just, don't you every now and then you just say to yourself, man, we need a break from this. We're not going to get one. Mike Shepherd will be here. We're going to talk politics with him. Sean Moody will be here. We're going to talk politics with him. Barbara Bagshaw is a state representative out of Windham, and a damn good one, by the way. A damn good one. She's going to be here. People are defacing her signs. They're literally the signs that she bought and paid for. They're hers. They're going and putting stickers on it. Instead of it saying Bagshaw, it's saying Magashaw. And again, I've said this forever. The reason I don't like the other side, they have no boundaries. They have no decency. They have no rules. They believe whatever you have, they're entitled to do with as they choose. That teacher that did all that crazy indoctrination crap up in Gray, New Gloucester, she's now been caught on camera taking down Trump signs. We're going to talk about that a little later, too. Keep your hands off the Trump signs. Who are you to touch those?
It's against the law.
They don't care. See, all they do is project. These are people who have no respect, first of all, for themselves, second of all, for other people, and third of all, for the country. They just have no respect for anybody, which is why they act the way they do. Leave the signs alone. And if you're out there and you notice somebody grabbing one of those Vote Trump Now signs, take a photo of it. Send it to David Jones at his cell phone. Text it to him. 207-650-3455. David paid for those signs out of his own money, his own pocket. And people taking those signs have been taking them all in Yarmouth and Falmouth and wherever else. Uber Roger, who is one of our favorites here at this station, he calls in a lot. Uber Roger has gone out and put up a lot of those signs, again, on his own time, and he got the signs from David. But these people don't care. I mean, my God, you can look at them and see they have no respect for themselves, so why would they respect you? That's why I don't like them. That's why I don't like to be around them. It may be unchristian, and God will deal with me on it, but I would never, never, never stop somebody from voting, cheat in an election, take somebody's sign. You know, I may not like them when they get elected for what they do, but while they're running, I love candidates. I've said this forever. I just don't like elected people. I love candidates. Candidates for me are spring training and baseball. They're full of hope. They're full of possibility. And until the election occurs, they're in first place. So I, when people throw their hat in the ring, I respect them for doing it, even if I don't agree with their ideas. I would never and have never. And so I'll be 63 in January. 63 minus 18 is what, 45? Am I doing the math right? I've been involved in campaigns for 45 years. And I have never taken one sign, taken another person's sign down, done anything. Even if they put a sign in front of my guy's sign or my girl's sign, I would not move it. I might call them and say, hey, come on, man. What's the matter with you? Where's your respect for your competitor? But I would never do that. And I know most people won't. But the other side, they have no conscience. It's why I don't like them politically. Oh, they may be wonderful people. You know, I doubt it. But, I mean, it's possible, right? Maybe. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email hope@abcmaine.org or go to their website, abcmaine.org. At Community Pharmacy, we can provide all your durable medical equipment needs. We can also provide all your incontinence needs as well as your hospice care needs, discreetly and delivered right to your door. Go to communityrx.com to find out more.
My name is Kenny Chinkett. You may know me as the founder of Eric's Church Bar and Grill and Window, but this advertisement is to support my candidacy for Maine State Senate. Being a lifelong Mainer, I know we can get taxes and the cost of living back down while we grow wages. So if you live in Westbrook, Windham, Raymond, Casco, or Fry Island, then I humbly ask for your vote this election to represent you in Augusta, because Maine deserves better. Paid for and authorized by Kenny for Senate.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured due to someone else's negligent or dangerous conduct? Then you can't afford